as a priest in the Lord's temple, verse 4 also, connection with Brother Jake was saying, but verse 4, he says, to whom coming is unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Now verse 5, you also as living stones are built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. What a lovely or glorious thing. What a cost was expended to bring us to this place of being living stones placed in this temple. And the Spirit of God has provided for us a lovely picture in the Old Testament in the building of Solomon's temple. If you just turn to that for a second, we can look at that. In 1 Kings chapter 5, and all these things are written for our instruction, that we may get different little thoughts and features to understand what the Lord has done for us. So 1 Kings chapter 5, in the building of the temple, Solomon's temple, we see in verse 17, and the king commanded, and they brought great stones. Now notice this, costly stones and huge stones to lay the foundation of the house. Now this man, Hiram, the Phoenician man, he had workers under him. And this great company of workers and these engineers, a lot of money was expended, a great cost was expended to get these stones out, to hew them out. Tremendous amount of money to provide for the upkeep of these workers, for the engineers, for the design, for the cutting, for the planning, and all of this. A great cost was expended by Solomon to accomplish this. Think of the great cost that was expended to bring us as living stones in the temple. Not corruptible silver or gold, but the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the cost. You see, the stones had no value in and of themselves. They were just rock. But it was the expenditure that was made upon them, the energy put into it, the work involved to bring them out. That's where the cost was. We are of no value in and of ourselves. We were sinners, enemies even of God. But he paid that price to bring us as priests, as we just heard, living stones into that temple. And connect also this with what Brother Wayel was saying about we're from different backgrounds and so on. You know, that stone was cut out and placed into the temple. We get this in chapter 6, verse 7. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither, and so that there was neither hammer nor axe. We see from this it was the hand of God that is building the temple. It wasn't man's, it's not man's working. And so when a stone was placed into the temple, it couldn't say to the other stone, what are you doing here? He had no choice with the stone that he was placed next to, right? And, you know, in the world, when I was in the world, you know, I picked and choose my friends. You know, if they were good, you know, in the drug world, then that's where I wanted to be because that was my crowd. But, you know, when you get saved, the Lord puts you in with all sorts of people. It's like, wow. But the Lord put him there. The Lord put her there. The Lord put me there. And here we are. It's the work of God, you see. He's building this temple. And so it's lovely how the Holy Spirit has provided this for us. And just not to take too much time, we get another picture in connection with the living stone. And that's in Genesis chapter 22. And we'll connect that with Chronicles 3, also with the building of Solomon's temple. Just quickly, Genesis chapter 22, we see in verse 2, Abraham, Isaac, God tells Abraham, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get up into the land of Moriah. And there on Moriah, the Father in picture offers up the Son. And there we get the picture also of the resurrection. Right? You see, it's the Son of the living God. We get that in Matthew 16. Upon this, the foundation of the church is built, the confession of the Son of the living God, the God who has power over death. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it. You know, in Caesarea Philippi, where the Lord spoke these words, previous to that, the town was called Panias. It was a place dedicated to the god Pan. If you were to go to northern Israel now, you can get a tour to see it. There's a grotto there dedicated to the god Pan. It's a cave. And in the cave, supposedly, according to Greek mythology, the souls are trapped in Hades, and people have to give offerings to Pan to rescue the people out of Hades. It's the Lord Jesus that has rescued us from the power of Satan through his death. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. You see, we're living stones. When he calls and shouts up, we'll be together in a glorious temple. Now just turn quickly to Chronicles chapter 3, in connection with the land of Moriah, and this wonderful picture. Don't want to take too much of the time here, but Second Chronicles 3, is it? Yes, verse 1. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in the Mount of Moriah. Let's never forget this, that the temple was built on the same site, the same spot, that the Father in picture offered the Son. He's the basis. He's the foundation. He's the cornerstone. The one that was rejected as worthless by men, but highly exalted by God. He's the rock. He's what we're built on. And we're living stones, priests. We've got a lot to give thanks for as priests, as holy priests. Blessed be his name.